Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're going further with the Bible principle called the Jubilee and the Miracles. We're going into part three today, and part three, we're talking about the story of the farmer and his field. Let me start with the story of a farmer. We've got a farmer who goes to a store and buys seed. He comes back with that seed, he's prepared his land, and he sows that seed into the land. After a period of time, he looks and he sees a small crop coming up. He sees small green plants coming up and it looks good. But as it gets bigger, as the crop gets bigger, he starts to see that it looks strange. Something's not right. The seed he thought he had planted is not what he's actually got in his field. He's got a mixture of good plants and also plants that don't look so good. So what he does, he takes one of these plants. He goes to a place where they can test it, and they say to him, that plant that you've got here is a deadly poison. You have to destroy it. So the farmer realizes that in his crop that he's sown, he's got good plants and he's got bad plants. But because of the report of the dangerous plant that he has in his field, he's got to destroy the whole crop, which means he's got to go and spend more money on fuel and go through that whole land and destroy the whole crop. He can't just plow the crop under because it will come up next year and it's a deadly poison. Please also note that when the seed was sown in the ground, the good and the bad seed were sown in the ground had no right to say, no, I'm not going to produce a crop. The seed was put into the ground, bad seed and good seed, and the ground produced the good plants and the bad plants at the same time. Now the farmer's in a situation where he's got to destroy all the crop, the good and the bad, which means for this year he's got no food on the table. What's he going to do now? He needs a miracle. A miracle is to give him time to clean out the ground, kill the bad crop, and to have time to plant new seed. Next time he does not go back to that store and buy the seed that was cheap, was uncertified seed. He goes and buys certified seed, which is certified and guaranteed it will produce what it says it does. The Bible, the Word of God, encourages us to go to the Bible, which is the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and take that seed and plant it in our hearts to produce the harvest of what we want into our lives. The Bible also warns us not to go to the world for the seed, because the seed from the world is corruptible. God says, go to my word, it's incorruptible. It will produce what it says. And God says, I watch over my word to perform it. And Jesus Christ is the guarantee that it'll come to pass. We see in 1 Peter 1, verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Where does the farmer go now? He goes to his Jubilee, or the Jubilee principle. And that's found in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 55. But before we go there, let's have a look at Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 21. Jesus speaking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised or oppressed. And verse 19, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20, then he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all were upon him in the synagogue were upon him. Verse 21, and he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing or your ears. Jesus preached and said he was anointed to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is the Jubilee, or the 50th year of atonement. Jesus was saying, I am the Jubilee. You do not have to wait for the 50th year to be set free. He said, I'm the Jubilee, I'm here. You don't have to be poor anymore. You don't have to be sick anymore. And that's why they became angry at him in the synagogue. They were thinking, who does he think he is? Jesus knew who he was. He was the Son of God in man form. But he also knew that the anointing of God was upon him to preach the Jubilee year. And he was the Jubilee year. And Jesus still is the Jubilee. In this practical example of the farmer sowing seed into his ground or his field, we see a practical example here of when we sow bad seed or mixed seed with good seed, bad seed together, we'll get a harvest, a crop that we do not want into our life. And I'm talking about words here now. As we sow words into our heart or let words come into our heart, they can produce a good crop or a bad crop, a good situation or a bad situation. If a bad situation is produced, what we have to do is go back to God, look at the word of God and see what we need to do. But we ask God for a jubilee to help us get through a period of time, in that time where we destroy the crop that's been produced by bad words. During that period of time, when the crop is destroyed, God gives us a bridge, a supernatural bridge of his provision while we go through that situation until our crop becomes a harvest in the following year. The wisdom in this situation is to know what to sow into your heart or what to allow into your heart. It's a good idea to sow God's word into your heart and not the word of the world. As I've said before, miracles are not meant to be daily lived upon. They're there for special situations like this farmer. This farmer all of a sudden had to destroy his whole crop. He had nothing to eat for the next 12 months till the next year. So what happened was God provided for him a supernatural provision to get him through that period of time until the new seed which he planted grew up next year. Thank you for listening and God bless.